Kathleen and Robert Fields live in an older section of Amarillo, and their backyard garden benefits from a border of tall trees that have been providing shade and privacy for years. But we began our Great Gardens tour in the front of the house, where Kathleen talked about the importance of soil building to achieve their great-looking lawn.
As many years as I've been gardening, that's the one thing I learned, and that's the one thing I swear by. You can get a sick plant and bring it back to health as long as you have good soil and good microbes in it and organic material and that sort of thing. Basically, we do composting in our own yard, and when all the trees around here lose their leaves, we just mow them up and mulch them and throw them in the beds, let them decay over the winter time, and we just keep stirring them in, and we add more compost on top of that and let it go. For the particular beds that we started when we first moved here, we didn't have enough of the organic material here because we just moved here, so we went out and purchased it. But it was organic material that we purchased.
And it's a never-ending job, right? It's a part of gardening.
It is a never-ending job. It's like to have a healthy body, you have to eat every day, mm-hmm. you have to drink and get rid of the waste, and you just keep reprocessing the same thing. But the healthier your plants are, the healthier your yard is, then the material you get from those, whether it's the leaves off the trees or if you're taking cuttings off of plants and that sort of thing, they're healthier to begin with, so by the time you compost those and put them back on, it's just adding to that mixture. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, let's go back to the backyard and see what you have back there. You get a concert from your campanile bells.
Yes, we do. I guess we can do this.
Look at this. The backyard is incredible. It's surrounded by large trees, tall, green, leafy trees.
As I talked with Kathleen about her gardening techniques, the term going to seed gathered new meaning for me.
Obviously, I've let a lot of the larkspur go to seed, and one of the reasons that I haven't cut back the columbine yet is it's just now drying out the seed heads. And then I take all those seeds, and I'll just fling them out in the garden, and that way you don't have to buy seed, and you just, every year, new things come up everywhere. In fact, I'll try doing things from seed. When I first started gardening, I, you know, went precisely, you have to have X amount of inches, do the right amount of thing. Now at the end of the season, if I still have seeds, I throw them all in a bowl together, no matter what it is, mix it up with my hand, tell it, if you want to grow, you better grow, and I fling it out, whether it's sun or shade, under a tree or whatever, and it's amazing what'll come up. So sometimes I think having a cavalier attitude is a little more useful than just being so careful and trying to take care of it. I'm a firm believer in perennials. Usually perennials will reward you not only by coming back stronger and better every year, and I have a quote, I can't lay claim to it, but it's the most wonderful quote I've ever heard about perennials. They say the first year they sleep, the second year they creep, the third year they leap. And that's the truth.
As the evening light began to fade, Kathleen and I talked about the contrasts between the more traditional front yard landscaping and the freedom to grow reflected in the backyard world she and Robert have created.
When I first started gardening, I thought I was a failure because it never looked like it did in the magazines. Yeah. And when I feel like I finally started understanding what gardening was about is when I realized it will never look like what it does in the catalogs.
Right, unless you have a staff of the Queen's gardeners.
Yes, and who wants a garden that's all that stiff and formal? Some people do, but that's just not for me. I like a little craziness going on. And
well, it's a very comfortable place, a very natural place.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.